This is the DX Audio Service for November 1985. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, and welcome to the DX Audio Service, in stereo, no less. And let's go right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we've been doing a lot of information handling with computers lately, and we've been getting a lot of articles and things via phone modems lately. And our biggest problem seems to be with the X-on, X-off, or start and stop communication talk that goes on between modems. With more and more of you getting into modems for your home computers, please consider the following. We talked with the modem people where we got our modem packages from, and they inform us that the problem lies with the software packages that some of you are using. They suggested that you contact the software manufacturers or the store where you got it from and see if they can tell you what the ASCII codes are for the X-on, X-off, or start and stop commands, or if the software program will even support those commands. Keep this in mind when you're looking for or asking about modem software programs. And as long as I'm still on the subject of modems, Anarch has a bulletin board system online. It's 300 baud, 8-bit protocol, and runs on a Commodore machine. However, any machine should be able to run on it. Hours of operation are 0500 to 2300 UTC weekdays, 0500 to 1400 UTC Saturdays, 0500 to 1800 UTC Sundays. The telephone number is area code 507-289-7903. The board is mainly for shortwave listings, QSL report info, mailbox, help me section, computer corner, buy and sell section, and miscellaneous for anything for SWLDX relations. You can also upload or download some programs in the BBS library. You can write to them at Anarch BBS, 4347 29th Street Southeast, Rochester, Minnesota, and the zip code is 55904-6043. Tell them NRC sent you and also ask them for their list of the other goodies available from the Anarch Computer Committee. And, of course, please send along a few stamps to help defray the costs. I'd like to remind you to listen to HCJB's DX Party Line at 0230 UTC on Saturday nights for AM Interlude, the program with Wayne Heinen. HCJB is in Quito, Ecuador, and broadcasts on the shortwave band. Also, Radio Earth can be heard on 11790 Sundays from 1800 to 2100 UTC over the facilities of KCBI in Dallas, Texas. Well, just before we get into AM Switch with Jerry Starr, let's take a look at CPC tests. And we have one CPC test to report on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and that is WMGO in Canton, Mississippi will be testing on November the 11th, which is a Monday morning. They'll be on 1370 kilohertz, and they'll be testing from 4 o'clock in the morning until 4:30. The program will consist of tones, music, voice, and Morse code IDs. If you hear WMGO in Canton, Mississippi on 1370 kilohertz, send a report to Mr. Gene Dow, D-O-W, Executive Vice President of WMGO Radio, Post Office Box 182 in Canton, Mississippi, and the zip code is 39046. And that CPC test was arranged for the National Radio Club by Wayne Heinen. And hopefully, as the DX season goes on, we'll have more CPC tests to pass along to you, and perhaps even add a couple more stations to your log. Well, let's slip right over to Jerry Starr now with the AM Switch column.
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Services, brought to you from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. There have been two editions of AM Switch since we spoke to you last, and here is the first one. In the call letter changes column, on 700 KTMI, Newport, Washington has changed to KZUN. On 760 KMBD, new station in Thornton, Colorado, not yet on the air, is changing call letters already. They will be KJIM. New station on 870, Valley Head, Alabama, will become WQRX. On 920, KYSR, El Paso, Texas, becomes KDXX. Couple new call letters on 930, a new station in Iqaluit, Alaska, will be KNSA. And KBNG in Union Gap, Washington, changes their call to KAJR. 1040 News Station Perry, Oklahoma will be KRAD. On 1080, WECP in Carthage, Mississippi changes to WSSI. 1140, WKZF Hazel Green, Alabama to WIXC. On 1240, KENZ Sacramento, California to KSAC. 1400, WPQZ in Clarksburg, West Virginia becomes WKKW. On 1430, WQDI Homestead, Florida changes to WRBA. 1460, WJKX Moss Point, Mississippi becomes WGUD. On 1500, new station in Tumwater, Washington will be KCIG. On 1570, WVMS Appleton, Wisconsin changes to WRJQ. And a new station in Belfont, Arkansas on 1600 will be KNWA. Several new stations have been applied for in this report on 680 in Newburgh, Kentucky, on 720 in Dover, Florida and Long Beach, Washington, 880 in Wentzville, Missouri, 890 in Rosamond, California, that's a second application, on 1290 in Kerrville, Texas, that's the fourth application for 1290 in Kerrville, and also on 1490 in Custer, South Dakota. New stations that have been granted by the FCC include two of them on 1030 kilohertz, one in Union City, Indiana, 1,000 watts daytime, and one in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, 10,000 watts daytime. Also on 1040, Perry, Oklahoma, 250 watts daytime, and on 1090, in the American Virgin Islands and Charlotte Amalie, 250 watts daytime. Some selected grants which have been made to existing stations include on 1040 WSKE, Everett, Pennsylvania. Their critical hours power is raised to 4,000 watts. On 1400 WDNY in Dansville, New York, their day power has been raised to 1,000 watts. And on 1540 WPJM, Adamsville, Tennessee, changes frequency to 960 kilohertz, they'll be 500 watts daytime only. Those are grants to existing facilities. And in our otherness column with news and notes from around the broadcast band, we find that on 1030, applications for new stations in both Troy and Worthington, Ohio have been dismissed in the same action that granted the new stations on 1030 for Point Pleasant and Union City. On 1380, WAMS Wilmington, Delaware has received a grant to delete one of their three daytime DA patterns, one of the few stations in the country which had four separate patterns. One of those patterns protected WAWC in Zarephath, New Jersey, when they were operating on their limited schedule. WAWZ has now been deleted, and so also that DA pattern for WAMS has been deleted. Confused? And finally, on 1570, WPTW Pickway, Ohio, application to move to 1030 has been dismissed in the same action which granted those new 1030 stations in Point Pleasant and Union City. Now let's take a look at the second edition of AM Switch, since we spoke to you last. And once again, we start with call letter changes. On 930, WJAX Jacksonville, Florida becomes WKTX. 1290, WPCK West Palm Beach, Florida changes to their former call, WIRK. On 1360, KXOL Fort Worth, Texas becomes KWJS. On 1460, a new station in Lake Mary, Florida becomes WOLM. 1500, WBZI Xenia, Ohio changes to WLGY, and on 1590 WQIQ Chester, Pennsylvania will become WCZN. Applications have been tendered to the FCC for new stations on 680 in Okolona, Kentucky, on 870 Pismo Beach, California, on 1050 Rich Grove and Wasco, California, on 1440 Sterling Park, Virginia, that's a reapplication, and on 1590 in Aguada, Puerto Rico. Three new stations have been granted by the FCC. They include on 720 Universal City, Texas, which will be full-time, 5,000 day, 1,000 night. That affirms an initial grant of a month or so ago. On 1020 Heflin, Alabama, 500 watts daytime only. And on 1360 Wasilla, Alaska will be 5,000 watts full-time. A look at selected applications from existing facilities, including on 1190 WSML Graham, North Carolina, would like to move to 1200 and become full-time. On 1550, WRHC Coral Gables, Florida has applied for a night power of 4,400 watts. And on 1580, WSRR Washington, New Jersey would like to have 5,000 day, 500 night with separate directional patterns. Some grants that have been made to existing facilities on 710, WUFF Eastman, Georgia power to 2,500 watts. On 940, WFNC Fayetteville, North Carolina will move to 640 kilohertz, 10,000 day, 1,000 night. On 1150, WYN INS, Lehighton, Pennsylvania, moves to 1160, full-time with 5 day, one night. On 1170, WOBM, Lakewood, New Jersey, also moves to 1160 with 5 day and one night. And on 1440, WBIS, Bristol, Connecticut, they'll move to 1120 with 1,000 watts day, 500 watts night. That confirms an initial grant of several weeks ago. Here's a scan of various items from our Otherness column for this edition. On 640, application for new station in Winterville, North Carolina, has been dismissed. 670 KPUA Hilo, Hawaii, is now on this frequency, X970. On 690 WVOK Birmingham, Alabama, their full-time CP is now on the air. On 760 WCHP Champlain, New York, that new station is now on the air, mostly religious format. On 770 WWBC Rockledge, Florida, has moved to this frequency. They were formerly in Cocoa, Florida on 1510. And KATL Miles City, Montana, also is now on 770, moving from their former frequency of 1340. On 830 KUYO Evansville, Wyoming, new station is now on the air with a religious format. On 890, WQIS Laurel, Mississippi has moved here. It's their new frequency. They were formerly on 1260. Another frequency move on 1030, KBUF Holcomb, Kansas. Used to be in Garden City, Kansas on 1050. They have now moved to 1030. On 1170, WBRW Somerville, New Jersey, application to move to 1160 has been dismissed. On 1190, WKDJ, new station in Hughesville, Pennsylvania, is now on the air with the Transtar satellite format. On 1200, WBCE, Wycliffe, Kentucky, the station has been on 1010, and after several years in CP status, they have now made the move, and WBCE, Wycliffe, Kentucky, is now on their new frequency of 1200. On 1210, KRSV, Afton, Wyoming, this new station is also on the air now with the country music format. On 1250, KNCO, Grass Valley, California, say they expect to make their move to 830 in about 60 days. On 1270, KIAM, Nenana, Alaska, this new station is on the air, a religious format. 1310, KXAK, Corrales, New Mexico, which is suburban Albuquerque, another new station which has been a CP for about 4 years, is now finally on the air. They are 24-hour religion. On 1480, KIDI, Gooding, Idaho, this new station is now operating. On 1570, WBUX, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, application to move to 1150 has been dismissed. And on 1580 WJTX, Urbana, Illinois, application to move to 870 has also been dismissed. That's about it for the most recent editions of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll report to you again next time on the DX Audio Service. Until then, 73 and good DX.
Well, coming up next is a report from headquarters with Mike Nitter in Cambridge, Wisconsin. But first, I'd like to make mention that if you know what your ZIP Plus 4 is, could you please forward it here to headquarters so we can write it in on our computer mailing list program. We're in the process of converting over all the ZIP codes for both the DX News and also the DX Audio Service to the new ZIP Plus 4. So if you know it, please forward it on here to headquarters. Now here's Mike with a look at what's happening at HQ.
Thanks, Fred. This is Mike from the NRC headquarters. What we're going to do this time is periodically throughout these tapes, I'll be having my voice heard on these little cassettes here and giving you some information that we get in here at headquarters that we think is of importance, or at least we think it is of importance to you. And I think we'll just start right into it this time around. We got a postcard from Radio Earth, and they've got a program schedule change to North America on Sundays at 1900 to 2000 UTC on 11925 and 2000 to 2200 UTC on 11790 to Europe for those of you that can hear it on 7295 kilohertz. It'll be on Sundays at 8 to 11 UTC, and all this is effective November 1985. I believe the North American service, so I think that's in effect now, because I noticed that last week that they weren't on 11790 at the 19 to 20 hour mark. So it'll be something to keep an eye on if you're listening to Radio Earth. The other remark here is some of the letters that you guys have sent to headquarters here. Just to clarify some things, is that the checks and comments and stuff should go to Fred. And, of course, Fred's address is splattered elsewhere on this cassette. So you'll have access to his address, but that'll probably save some time and maybe speed up delivery of your cassettes. So just go ahead and send everything to the DX Audio Service at Fred's address. Another item here that we've gotten in a mail that's of importance that we'll be seeing print here soon that we'll talk to you about is the Ray Breen Show, a ABC talk radio program. This is the second annual all-band DX special. It will be on Saturday, December 7th, 1985, and it's to start around 0806 UTC, apparently after the ABC News. What I'll do here is I'll just read what was sent to me from Greg Hardison out at KABC Radio. And it says here, here's your chance to join our all-night nationwide DX Garb Fest. Ray Breen, the king of all-night radio, will welcome in studio guest Grant Manning of Radio West, Paul Swearingen, the club corner editor of Monitoring Times, as well as our own musing editor for the NRC, DX News. Also, Stuart McKenzie, president of the ASWLC, and they'll also have feature telephone hookups with Dr. Bruce Elving, publisher of the FM Atlas, Arthur Cushion, the world-renowned DXer from New Zealand, Dr. Richard Wood, president of the IRCA and a quite an expert on different languages. And, of course, and it says here, and much, much more. We also want to talk to you, so join in and share your DX experiences or questions by calling in during the show. Just dial, and the number is 213-879-8255. And, of course, he has a little note here that says, remember, this is a toll call, so when you dial through, just let the phone keep ringing. We'll answer just before your turn to go on the air. Keep those by keeping those long-distance charges down. Any questions, suggestions, or comments should be sent to Craig Hardison, and it's H-A-R-D-I-S-O-N, KABC Radio, 3321 South, oh boy, here's a good name for you, Fred, L-A-C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90016. Now, I suppose you're wondering where you're going to hear this from. Well, just about all the ABC TalkNet radio network stations should carry it. However, we do have a list here handy, and we'll just briefly run through this. And we'll just start at the top of the page, I guess. It's WQBK on 1300 in New York, KZIA FM 101.7 New Mexico, WCNN 680 Georgia, WIIN 1450 New Jersey, KERN 1410 California, WBCM 1440 in Michigan, WERC 960 Alabama, WTTP 1060 in Massachusetts, and that may be on a tape delay or at a different time. You have to check with the local station on that one. Same thing goes with KMFO 1540 in California. To continue, WKCN 910 South Carolina, KVOR 1300 Colorado, WCOL 1230 Ohio, WDAN 1490 Illinois, WOC 1420 Iowa, KGU 760 in Hawaii is another one of those that will be on a tape delay or may start at a different time. So again, check that station there if it's a local in your area or if you're going to be able to pick that one up. Okay, to continue, KPRC 950 Texas, WSLI 930 Mississippi, WOKV 600 in Florida, WNIR FM on 100.1 in Ohio, KLCL 1470 LA. Another one of those that's on a tape delay or at a different time is KPEL 1420 in LA, KABC 790 California, WGIR 610 New Hampshire, WHBQ 560 Tennessee, WABC 770 New York, WKIS 740 Florida, WKYX 570 Kentucky, KPSI 1450 California, California, WTKN 970 Pennsylvania, WMER 1440 in Maine, KOH 630 in Nevada, WBBF 950 in New York, and a few other stations here, KZJO 630 in Utah, KRNN 930 Texas, KTMS 1250 California, KUHL 1440 California, WTNT 1270 in Florida, KELI 1430 Oklahoma, WSAU 550 in Wisconsin, WOCB, 1240 in Massachusetts, WBBM, 1240 Ohio. Then two stations here that I'll have taped later at different time is KNST, 940 Arizona, KRIG, 1410 Texas. Now, there's five stations here that are going to be starting at some little bit different times. WNTR, 1050 in Maryland, will be starting at 0606 Eastern Local Time. WAMJ, 1580 Indiana, will be starting at 6:06 Central Local Time. WKDR, 1070 New York, will start at 0606 Eastern Local Time. WPVA, 1290 Virginia, same time, 0606 ELT, and WLKR 1510 Ohio will also be a station that will be starting at 6 minutes after 6 on Eastern Local Time. And all these stations are for the second annual all-band DX special, the Ray Bream Show, on Saturday, December 7th, at starting at roughly 0806 UTC. And the number, if you want to get in on the program, is 213-879-8255. And we did listen to it, got all 4 or 5 hours of it last year, and it was quite interesting. It's a good thing to get the beginning person involved. I'm not sure what they're going to do this year, but they did play a lot of shortwave calls and that sort of stuff to get people involved on what else they could hear on the radio besides just AM and FM. So it'll be interesting to see if they do any AM plugs. With Paul on the crew over there for answering the calls, maybe we'll get some AM plugs. Who knows? Who knows? And let's see what else we got here at headquarters. I think we will check here. We have some dry material for you people, and I'll just briefly touch on some of the miscellaneous items here. It's our annual required by the law financial statement for the club, and I'll give you the bottom line. The bottom line is that we're in the black by $2,000, which is kind of nice, and that's after spending some $22,309.23 for the year. So we do rotate through quite a bit of funds through the NRC with all the membership and all that. To give you some little minor figures here, just something to dream about, the printing costs are $10,000. We spend $8,007 on postage. The bulletin itself, just to mail the bulletin, the DX News, is $5,800. And, of course, we get on income is from receiver, the books that the club sells, from calendars to cups to the logbook to samples of the DX audio service to whatever is all included, too. So it's a pretty big operation that we've got. Like I said, the bottom line is that the club is in the black, and which is where we like to see it, because it makes things run a lot smoother when we're sitting there with more money to feed Fred for his DX audio service. So. And that about wraps it up for this time around on the tape, and who knows, we'll be on one somewhere else down the line. So nice talking to you. Reporting for, or from, I should say, the NRC headquarters for the DX audio service. This is Mike Nitter, your editor and publisher of the printed side of the house. Thank you.
I couldn't resist putting that little jingle in following Mike's report from headquarters because of the next story. I'd like to remind you that coming up in April, you'll be receiving two cassettes from the DX Audio Service. You might wonder why two. Well, it's been a long-standing tradition with DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, to present the April Fool's edition of DX News. One half of the magazine is done completely in parody, and the other half is, of course, a serious edition of DX News. Well, here at the audio service, we plan to do the same. One cassette in complete parody, and the other cassette in all seriousness. So you have a long time to start thinking up some amusing stories, perhaps some bloopers that you might have taped off the air, and other interesting tidbits that we can put here on the service. And, of course, that's coming up in April. Be sure to save them up and put down your creative writing skills and send them in approximately the 1st of March is when we're going to need them. Don't send them in right now because they might get lost here at headquarters, but send them in the 1st of March, and then we'll be putting together the April Fool's edition. And it'll probably contain a lot of bloopers, several parodies upon AM Switch and the DX Domestic DX Digest, and a lot of other things. Well, as you know, the dial is ever-changing, and let's check up on what's going on in Oklahoma City. KOMA 1520 in Oklahoma City has been rumored to change format, and we received a call about 2 weeks ago from Rick Lewis out in California, and here's what Rick has to say.
Hi, it's Fred. This is Rick Lewis in Bakersfield, California, and some information about a format change you may want to know about or get a copy of. KOMA in Oklahoma City is changing format tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Time. It's Friday night. I don't know what they're going to be doing, something in regard to oldies, be it rock oldies or music of your life. And, you know, all they're doing is exploiting how KOMA is going to become a thing of the past. And they've done all sorts of things around that theme for the past month, month and a half. And they're going to finally do it, I guess, tomorrow night. So if you know somebody there, you might be interested in that one up.
Unfortunately, I haven't heard KOMA to know if they've made the switch as of yet due to WLAC in Nashville on 1510 and also WKBW in Buffalo on 1520. So if anyone knows whether or not they've made that format switch, please drop us a line here at the audio service. Doug Hunsinger has some information about the WAGE frequency change.
WAGE, Leesburg, Virginia, has today moved from 1290 kilohertz to 1200 kilohertz. They're 1,000 watts daytime. I called the station this evening and talked to one of the DJs, and he said anywhere within 30 to 45 days, they would be going from 1,000 watts to 5,000 day, 1,000 night, but he couldn't tell me the directional pattern.
Well, did they add anything else to the report?
No, not really. Just that the move was made today, and I had heard reports, of course, on the audio service this was going to happen, so I'd been checking that frequency periodically and didn't hear any equipment test. But today they are on that frequency.
Doug, what about their old frequency?
1290 is it's empty. From my location, I get WJBR in Wilmington, Delaware, yes. They come through much clearer since they've apparently increased their power. But before, WAGE was over top of them, but now they're pretty much by themselves there.
Well, before we wrap up side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for November 1985, I'd like to pass on some tidbits of information to you. We just received a brand new software package for the computer, which enables us to talk with Cambridge, Wisconsin a lot better than before. So from now on, send all your payments, cards, letters, bouquets, and brickbats to us here in Lima, Ohio. And my address again is 706 McKenzie, M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And I will forward the checks, which should be made payable to the National Radio Club. Not to me, but the National Radio Club. And I'll forward those on to our treasurer, Dick Truax, and, of course, forward the information via computer back to headquarters. If you wish to submit something to the Domestic DX Digest log, send it to Dave Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, 42 Chelwine, C-H-E-L-W-Y-N-N-E, Road, that's in Castle Hills, Newcastle, Delaware, and the zip code is 19702. Also, Paul Swearingen is the musing editor now. Paul's address is Post Office Box 4812, Panorama City, P-A-N-O-R-A-M-A, and that's California. Zip code is 91412. And Paul's last name is spelled S-W-E-A-R-I-N-G-E-N. And you'll hear Paul on side two of this cassette. And, of course, headquarters address is still Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin. And the zip code is 53523-0024. My telephone number here at headquarters is area code 419-224-1335. The phone number up at headquarters in Cambridge is area 608-423-1335. 4159. Remember, no collect calls, please. Portions of the DX Audio Service may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club Incorporated. We'll see you on side two of this cassette with domestic and international DX Digest and, of course, musings and more news and informations. See you on side two, 73s and good DX.